This is Northwest News from KPLU. Seattle's Ballard neighborhood is an urban village, meaning it's targeted to absorb growth. But way more units have been built there than city planners originally predicted. Residents say all that growth is displacing lower-income people. In our election series Back on the Block, KPLU's Ashley Gross spoke with city council candidates in District 6 to get their ideas for what to do.
In Ballard on Northwest 60th Street near 20th Avenue Northwest, construction sound is pretty constant. Single-family homes are getting torn down, replaced with townhomes that sell for $600,000 on up. Folks here say all that growth means fewer options for lower-income people.
We need to do something that's affordable for people across the board, not just for the Amazons and the Microsofts and the, you know, we don't want to just draw those people in. We want to take care of the people that we have here already.
In my building, about half of the tenants have had to leave because of increases in rent.
It can't keep going the way it is now, or you're going to force out everybody, and it'll be just as it'll be a San Francisco up here.
That was Kathy Carmen, Gino DiCafano, and Linda Melvin. The average rent in Ballard has climbed more than 30% since 2012. Both city council candidates in District 6 say it's a big concern.
Our building boom has come at the expense of affordable housing units.
Catherine Wheatbrook is challenging incumbent Mike O'Brien for the District 6 seat. She's been critical of Mayor Ed Murray's so-called grand bargain with developers. Under that, builders will get zoning changes in exchange for creating affordable housing. Wheatbrook says the committee that came up with that bargain was too skewed toward developers.
I'm really disappointed at the lack of people involved at the table who had no financial interest in building more.
She says she wishes the plan emphasized ways to help ordinary homeowners add affordable housing, such as backyard cottages. Mike O'Brien is an advocate of the grand bargain.
The next 10 years, what we're planning is tripling the amount of affordable housing that we're building in Seattle compared to the past decade.
And O'Brien says the deal minimizes legal risk. If the city went ahead and forced developers to produce affordable housing without changing the code to allow bigger buildings, he says lawsuits would be inevitable.
You know, even if we were right and won, it would be years until we had a program in place delivering affordable housing.
Still, Wheatbrook points out the grand bargain itself will take years to implement. In the meantime, she says the city has to do more about homelessness. For example, she says people sleeping in cars and campers shouldn't be forced to move so often.
What happens if we create a four-block area that for 1 month is where they can be? They won't be ticketed, they won't be towed, there's porta-potties, there's garbage service.
That idea is similar to a program O'Brien began a couple of years ago to let people living in their vehicles use church parking lots. He agrees Seattle has to do more and should move quickly on what he calls band-aid approaches, such as homeless encampments on city land. But he urges all of us to be more open to letting homeless people live nearby.
We're going to need our communities to step up and hopefully invite folks in and say, yeah, we can host a parking lot, we can host a tent city, to get the folks off the street.
Whoever wins the District 6 race will no doubt have to tackle homelessness issues. Lots of people in Ballard have spoken out against a tent city planned for Northwest Market Street. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.